down on his response to Vice President Kamala Harris making abortion access a primary issue. Trump says if he's elected,
women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion because it is now where it always had to be, with the states and with the vote of the people.
He said it's too late for another debate with Harris after she announced that she would accept CNN's offer of a second debate. President Biden hosting world leaders in Delaware, the so-called Quad nations of India, Japan, and Australia. The president told them China's actions in the Indo-Pacific could be a sign that Beijing is trying to divert attention away from its domestic issues. And four people were killed as authorities search for suspects after a late-night shooting in Birmingham, Alabama. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams' administration has been under scrutiny. Tom Donilon, the interim police commissioner on the job for about a week, has found himself at the center of a federal search.
Authorities seized classified documents Donilon still had in his possession. Those documents, we're told, are related to an investigation he was involved with during his time at the FBI. The search and seizure brought on by a complaint from someone who knew Donilon still had the documents after he was sworn in as interim police commissioner.
That's ABC's Crystal Cranmore in New York. Donilon took the job after the previous commissioner resigned following a subpoena. WNBA seasons received unparalleled attention. No player shined like Asia Wilson, the first in league history to score 1,000 points in the season. She's the MVP for the third time, as she told ABC.
I feel amazing. It's truly a blessing to get an MVP as a whole, but to say that this is my third, it's a good feeling. It really is.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This fall, Macy's is here to help you shift seasons in style. Get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of great deals like dresses $150 and under, shoes she'll love 20% off, and the perfect dining and entertaining finds 30 to 40% off. Plus, Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg with WRCO. We are going to continue to feel the effects from that cold front pushing through late last night into the early morning hours today. We're going to have a few lingering morning showers and then decreasing clouds as we continue getting through the day. Some spotty storms are possible as well. We got that low pressure system slowly moving across the southern part of Wisconsin. Highs today are expected to be mid to upper 60s, so a little bit cooler. Winds are going to be stronger coming from the north with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with some patchy fog expected in the area. Lows are dropping down to the upper 30s to low 40s. And then getting into our Monday, we're going to have a little bit more sunshine and lower humidity levels expected. A bit warmer as well, upper 60s to low 70s for highs. Winds from the northeast up to 5 miles an hour. Heading into Monday night, we're going to have partly cloudy skies and once again, fog is possible. Low to mid 40s can be expected for overnight lows with calm winds. And then getting into our Tuesday, we are going to have partly cloudy skies. It's going to be rather on the pleasant side. We're expecting highs to be mostly in the upper 60s to low 70s once again. Winds coming from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into our Wednesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Highs are expected to be low to mid 70s, so a slight increase in temperatures. It's going to be the same as we get into Thursday and Friday as well. Thursday, mostly sunny with lower humidity levels. Highs expected to be low to mid 70s. Fridays, we are going to have an increase in clouds, spotty showers, and a few storms are possible. Highs, once again, mid 70s. And then getting into our Saturday, we're going to have a mix of sun and cloud, a little bit more sunshine in the morning, and then we are going to have more clouds with spotty showers coming in later on in the afternoon into the evening. Highs, once again, a slight bit warmer. We're looking at highs to be mostly in the mid to upper 70s as we start off next weekend. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradburn. Hope everyone has a great morning.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With some light rain, it is a cloudy 61 degrees, and that is our low so far for the day. And yesterday, we saw a high of 79 degrees, and we also had received 11 hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high for this day was set in 2017 at 91, while a record low, 28, was set in 1962. Last year on this day, our high was 72 and our low was 62. Sunset today will be at 6:59, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:50. We've received a tenth of an inch of rain so far today. The barometer is slightly up to 29.90, and northeast winds are at 10. Again, it's a slightly rainy 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
WRCO's Morning News today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Richland Center on Saturday. With only 45 days to go before the election, every day is important.
There is a lot of energy and excitement, and I think people really do understand the stakes in this election. It's up to all of us to traverse the state, as I said earlier, not just blue counties, but purple counties, red counties. Meet people where they are. Listen and show the clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was on the campaign trail with Baldwin. He says election will likely come down to three states.
My beloved Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, along with Michigan and Wisconsin, and anything I can do to amplify the importance of the stakes of this election, especially in those three states, I think is really important. In addition to that, we know that as the Senate races go in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, with Bob Casey, a great senator who we need to return to the U.S. Senate, that's going to have a lot to do with whether we can pass an agenda that restores a woman's right to choose, that protects our fundamental freedoms. So I think it's really important that we all work together. Governor Evers, Governor Whitmer, and myself have talked a lot about our role in this election. We plan to get on a bus together next month and traverse through these three states again. And it's really, really important that folks here in Wisconsin understand the real power that they have in this coming election.
Again, that was Tammy Baldwin and Josh Shapiro, who spoke Saturday at the Democratic headquarters in Richland Center. On Thursday evening, at approximately 8 p.m., the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle rollover crash in the town of Viroqua. Carter J. Holmes, 17, of Viroqua, was driving north on County Road J near Rockwood Road. The roadway was wet and the operator lost control. The vehicle left the roadway, overturned, and came to rest upright in a field. Holmes and two passengers, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, sustained minor injuries and were transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare by private vehicle. Assisting the Vernon County Sheriff's Office were the Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson would like to commend these youth for wearing their seatbelts. Seatbelts most certainly save lives, and this case was likely no exception. Sheriff Torgerson would also like to highlight the dedication and of the wonderful first responders for their quick response. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, continues today. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a collaborative effort to bring people out to revitalize the economy. 19 vendors are participating this year. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour will be held today and next Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. You're encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases. The tour will be held rain or shine. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is now scheduling appointments for its flu and COVID-19 vaccine clinic. The clinic will begin providing vaccinations on Monday, September 23rd. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccines for everyone 6 months and older. Patients who already have a clinic appointment with their primary care provider can receive a vaccine during that appointment. All others should plan to make an appointment. Vaccines are available at all three TRHC locations, including the clinics in Muscadet and Spring Green. The medical staff at the Richland Hospital and Clinics wants to remind everyone that being vaccinated protects the most vulnerable populations. Often, it is the very young, the elderly, or patients who are immunocompromised who are most affected by the flu and COVID-19. To help protect these populations, the organization urges everyone to get vaccinated. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges all individuals interested in participating in fall hunting to enroll in a hunter education class now. Fall is a busy time for hunter education classes, which are run and scheduled by volunteer instructors. As the fall season progresses, volunteer time may decrease as they spend time hunting themselves. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 is required to have their hunter education certification in order to purchase a hunting license in Wisconsin. There are three hunter education course types, so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. Individuals under 18 are required to take a course with a hands-on training component. The traditional course is the most commonly offered. Students meet multiple times during 1 to 3 weeks. All learning is in the classroom through lectures and hands-on lessons. This course is advised for students new to firearm handling. The internet plus field day course is becoming more common and combines online book work with hands-on learning. Students complete the online lessons at their own pace and on their own timeline, and then enroll in a 6 to 8 hour field day for hands-on firearm handling and final exams. This course is recommended for students who already have some firearm handling experience. The online-only course option is only available to students age 18 and older. All learning is done online at the student's pace and their own time. This course is recommended for students with a strong background in firearm handling. If you're unable to enroll in a hunter education course this fall but would like to still hunt, you may do so under the Mentored Hunting Law. Mentees may purchase a mentored hunting license, which enables them to hunt with a licensed mentor. Hunter education classes fill fast this time of year. Stay safe this season. And for more information on these course types and to enroll, visit the DNR Safety Education webpage. The Ithaca School District is seeking to exceed the revenue limit of $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. Voters in the district will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot next month to authorize the request, so residents can understand the question and why the district is seeking to exceed the revenue limit. Information sessions are being held. The next information session will be held on Monday night at 7 at Ithaca Schools. Two additional sessions remain. They are scheduled for Wednesday, October 2nd at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym, and Sunday morning, October 6th at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Viola, Horse, and Colt Show, a history. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to pages 38 through 41, in The Changing Faces of Viola, 1855 to 2005, the Viola Horse and Colt Show began in 1930 as the agricultural department of Viola High School, then Mr. Eckley as the teacher, and some local farmers who had teams that they were proud of. It was an opportunity for the farmers where they could show off their teams and a contest of who had the best and strongest team of horses. They also showed their mares and their colts. The horse and colt show was a day when the young and old alike could hardly wait until the big day rolled around. The following article was taken from the Wisconsin Agriculturalist and Farmer in 1941. Viola, on the Richland-Vernon County line, likes its horses for farm work and likes them so well that they've kept up a regular horse show in their community for 9 years straight. When it started, the exhibitors got small items of merchandise as prizes, but now they have a full-fledged membership and get a small boost from the State Horse Breeders Association, and they pay modest prizes in cash. There are horse-pulling tugs, the long parade led by the Viola High School Band, and the famous dummy Holstein cow that went to be the Legion Convention prancing teams in a festive array. One of the features of the interest was a six-horse Belgian team that raised and was trained by then-driven Floyd Lawrence, a livestock farmer east of town. As the years went on, there were concessions and booths, and a chance was then added. Rides for the kids, and the community building had exhibits of both 4-H as well as FFA students, and open classes for anyone, and prizes, of course, for all. Eventually, the craft movement became so popular in that area that an arts and crafts show was added in 1968. The first year it was held in the municipal building, where exhibitors were charged $1 for the privilege of setting up their wares. There are wonderful, diversified eating stands along the Midway on Main Street. The parade, it's on the afternoon of that Saturday. Many a romance was kindled at the big dance at night, when at times 600 dancers jammed the community building to dance to a well-known orchestra. The closing paragraph of the article sums it up. It reads, "It is hard to describe what a special day it is for everyone at the Viola Horse and Colt Show. It's like a huge reunion, and it's something for everyone." Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Menzies Phelps Manley and his son, Willard Manley.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Today is Sunday, September 22nd. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center, died on September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held on Saturday, September 28th at 11:30 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center on Saturday, September 28th from 9 until 11:15 before the departure to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a grace. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
This morning's birthdays and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
We have a good collection of birthday and anniversary wishes going out on this Sunday, September 22nd. First off, happy birthday to Linda Kleppe from Jason, Megan, Caitlin, Braden, and Morgan. Have a great day. Happy birthday today to Robert Brown from Devin, Rexy, and Heather. Happy birthday to Mark Felton today from your wife, your daughter Miranda, Katrina, and the grandbabies. Happy birthday today to Ann Wanless from the Saturday Morning Boaz Coffee Cowboy Club group. Happy birthday to Elaine Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Willow Valley United Methodist Church would like to wish Adam Clancy a happy birthday. Happy 18th birthday today to Caden. A happy birthday with love from Mom, Bill, Dad, Liz, Lex, Kells, and Alex. Happy birthday to Crystal Sutton Foley from your husband and Penny and Earl. Happy birthday today to Samuel Felton up in Maple, Wisconsin from Grandma Felton. Have a great day. Love you. Also, happy birthday today on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Kendall Foley, Paul Tracy, and Gracie Joe Clary. Happy birthday today to Max Kinney, Diane Schultz, and Finley Schwingle from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. The Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish a Diana Marshall and Pam Peterson Kintz a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday to Oliver Kratt from Richland Center Primary School. Beulah Wesleyan wishes Mark Felton a happy birthday. Happy birthday once more today to Pam Peterson Kintz and Bert Kelsey, Kelsey from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. Some anniversary wishes. Happy anniversary to Tim and Vernalina Loback from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to Ted and Cinda Johnson, Mike and Teresa Thomas, and Rick and Nancy Tisdale from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary to Greg and Megan Roan from the Richland Center Lions. And happy anniversary to Greg and Megan Roan from Mom and Dad Roan and from Esme and Wesley. So to all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it is a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and, of course, from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. This morning's WRCO Sports Report is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. Yesterday in high school football, eight-player football, it was North Crawford getting the win over Monticello 52-0, while Wisconsin Heights scored a 52-12 win over DeSoto. In action in baseball, the Brewers suffered another loss, making it three in a row to Arizona as they lost 5-0. Unfortunately, the Brew Crew not able to come away with the win. And as for the game breakdown, Arizona started off strong already in the top of the first inning, getting two runs in. They would also get another run in the top of the fifth and two more in the top of the ninth. The two will go head-to-head again today with a 1240 pregame time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. Here on WRCO FM 100.9, the Packers will do battle with the Tennessee Titans as the Packers sit at 1-1 on the season after winning last week against the Colts 16-10. The Packers are likely to be starting quarterback Malik Willis again against the Titans. And they'll have a 10 o'clock pregame time, which you can hear on WRCO FM 100.9. Khalil Mullings had a two-yard go-ahead touchdown run on the fourth down with 37 seconds left, lifting number 18 Michigan to a 27-24 win over number 11 USC. The Wolverines overcame a 14-0 lead in the first half and coughing up two fumbles in the second half. They won with a 10-play, 89-yard possession that was capped by the second touchdown run in a jumbo package that left no doubt they were going to run. USC turned it over on downs near midfield in the final seconds to end its comeback hopes in the program's Big Ten debut. Alonza Barnett, the third's five touchdown passes, led a quick strike offense that helped James Madison beat North Carolina 70-50 on Saturday for a signature road win under first-year coach Bob Chesney. Barnett threw for 388 yards and no interceptions while also running for 99 yards and two scores for the Dukes. James Madison had touchdowns on offense, defense, and special teams in its first victory over North Carolina in four meetings. Also, Arch Manning earned his first career win as a starter, and Jaden Blue scored four touchdowns as number one Texas ran over Louisiana Monroe 51-3 Saturday night. The Longhorns took over the number one ranking last week for the first time since 2008 and made quick work of the Warhawks. Blue scored three times, and Manning threw a touchdown as Texas raced to a 28-0 halftime lead. Manning started in place of injured regular starter Quinn Ewers. Texas played its final non-conference game before starting its first SEC schedule. As we look at other scores from around the league in baseball play yesterday in the National League, it was Cincinnati defeating Pittsburgh 7-1. Washington took down the Chicago Cubs 5-1. It was the New York Mets 6, Philadelphia 3. Atlanta scored a 6-2 win over Miami, and Colorado defeated the LA Dodgers 6-3. In American League action, the Minnesota at Boston game was postponed, while Tampa Bay edged out Toronto 3-2. It was Detroit 6, Baltimore 4. Houston got a 10-4 win over the LA Angels, while Seattle took down Texas 8-4. The New York Yankees shut out Oakland 10-0. In interleague play, it was San Francisco over Kansas City 9-0. St. Louis defeated Cleveland, edging them out 6-5, while San Diego took down the Chicago White Sox 6-2. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Thank you. beast whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart, no tongue can bid me thence.
Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him.